Hi, welcome to Ask the Mayor. For those of you who listen to this every week, our loyal listeners know it's the fourth Wednesday of the month. And as always, we find ourselves in Kokomo with Mayor Greg Goodnight. And we really appreciate you taking time out this afternoon to talk to us.
It's always my pleasure, and I really do appreciate you covering Kokomo.
I thought I'd just start out really kind of generically. We'll start big and kind of delve into some of the other issues going on here. But Election Day coming in a few weeks. You can feel it heating up when you start going looking for news. It's usually the top feeds and all the news right now. Historically, voting turnout's low for midterms. Do you feel a little renewed interest in politics and voting and turnout this year, maybe or no?
Right now, early voting is up, and it's the highest it's been, at least in the last two or three cycles. So I think there is maybe a little more interest in that, but that could also be people that maybe are just tired of the negativity and the ads that go with it. So maybe they're just trying to get that off their plate. And so they don't have to really think about it anymore in the last couple weeks. Not really sure why, but as of right now, early voting is up here in Howard County.
Mm-hmm. The Indiana General Assembly commissions are meeting before next year's session. There are three study committee meetings that kind of stood out. There was one on sports betting, medical marijuana, and then the hate crimes bill. And I'm sure there are others. Does anything stand out to you right now or that mayors are concerned about or would like to see move forward?
I don't think there's been a true consensus probably on any of those three. There has been some what I call general discussion, but I think there's some varying views on those things. I think it's time we really give some consideration to medicinal marijuana and some a little bit of the decriminalization for the low-level parts, people arrested for minor infractions. You look at the problem facing all 92 counties or almost all 92 counties with jail overcrowding so you have a lot of nonviolent offenders in these jails. And there's a huge cost to taxpayers and to society by incarcerating people for something that is completely legal and at varying degrees in other states. So I'm hoping they give that topic due diligence.
I wanted to bring up some more of more housing going up in here in Kokomo. Construction, I believe, should be starting. It's a 58-unit development duplex at Sycamore and Apperson Way, but it includes a restoration of a historic building. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that was part of the agreement. That area has, like a lot of our development projects or redevelopment projects, we try to focus on underutilized properties. There was a couple, I think the original plats were maybe four or five different parcels. Some of them were in okay condition. Some had not had a lot of attention or investment put into them over the last few decades. So that's been taken down. The only structure we thought was important was one that sits kind of on the back part of the lot. And that was built back in the early 1880s. And we thought it was important to preserve that piece of our history. So that's going to be part of the project, as they have three different apartment buildings in the complex. This will be the fourth one, and it will be made into two units, one upstairs, one downstairs, but it will preserve the historic features of the building. And we thought that was important. It was originally built by a Civil War veteran, and there's some history tied to our community. So any time we can preserve those buildings, we think it's important to do so.
And this is a completely private developer that's coming in and doing this.
It's private development, and it's at market rate. So this will not be a luxury. This will not be subsidized for low to mod income. It will be whatever the market conditions can get. That will be something that there won't be any restrictions on wages or any things criteria they have to make. This will just be market rate apartments.
And there's a different type of housing. 45 lease-to-purchase townhomes that are also in the housing pipeline. So again, this is something we talk about almost every time I come here. It's that diversity in housing.
Right, and this was one that was approved Probably in the last 6 months, went through plan commission and such. It's now went through its final plat committee, all those things. So they're even hoping they'll break ground on both of these projects and do some preliminary work before the end of the year and get that started. This one is a little bit south, probably the south central part of the city. If you headed out of downtown and went 10, 12 blocks south. And again, this is something that will be built along the Industrial Heritage Trail. And again, cleans up an area that hasn't had any or much investment in the last few decades. So everything we try to do is try to work on the infill, try to not have any sprawl in our community, and revitalize those challenged properties.
You know, I think that's something that we hear in Bloomington when you hear about a lot of these housing duplexes or projects going up. You get some people thinking there's too much at once, or how is this going to work? Are they going to be empty? But there's a need
there
for
is,
this kind of housing, isn't there?
There is, and I would try to remind people, even though we usually help with the announcement and we'll help them try to maybe guide them through the process of rezoning or plat committee, or if it's the Board of Zoning Appeals, and we'll work with them on some of these things. But the truth is, this is private development, and banks are financing this. So it's not, even though the city is part of the rollout, it's not a city government project. And that's a challenge for every mayor, not just in Indiana and every state. I recently read an article about the city of Minneapolis and their housing shortage. And the number one question asked by constituents was, well, who's going to live there? And why is the city doing this? Even though study after study shows that there is a shortage of housing in Minneapolis. So it goes well beyond the state lines.
Just here on this show, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's much more than just us.
Well, and IU Kokomo approved a new building too since we talked on the IUK campus. You're seeing investment from Indiana University growing that campus too. There's housing going up there too.
Yes. IU Kokomo, I think this is the third, maybe fourth year in a row, is the fastest growing campus in IU's network, percentage-wise. And so a few years ago, we did the first private student housing complex, and it's just on the west side of Washington Street across from the main entryway to the campus. There's a second private investment going up. I think the first one was 148 beds. This one will be somewhere around 125, and it's going up on the east side of the campus, under construction now. Should begin leasing sometime in the summer for next fall's classes. And then Indiana University Kokomo itself is going to be building a new building, and this will be a multi-use building for not only sports activities, but they'll be able to use it for banquets and large dinner events and things. And it will be built right in the center part of the campus.
How big is that campus?
I think their enrollment is just around 4,000 students.
Yeah. So, yeah. And is there a lot of room there for IUK to grow?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for expansion. And then, they can always build up as well. Yeah. But yes, it's a very nice campus. Again, it's on kind of the little bit to the south south part of south of downtown on the south side of Kokomo.
Well, and then the need for all of this housing comes from the need for people to work and live and play and all of that. And a recent statistic that the Kokomo area just this past year is fourth in the nation in job growth. So that means that the jobs are also growing. So is this that thing of the chicken and the egg,
right?
Which one comes first?
Right. Well, we have to. Yeah, those new numbers came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and that was out of the 383 metropolitan areas in the country. Kokomo came in both large and small and mid-sized MSAs. We came in fourth fastest growing in the number of jobs. And so the whole idea is, yes, we want jobs here, but we also need those people that have those jobs to live here. And we need to give them multiple options on housing, whether that's some people want to live in apartments, some people want a townhome, some people want, you know, maybe a large home on a large lot, and others want maybe a medium-sized home on a smaller inner-city lot. So we're working on to make sure we have all types of housing options available here in Kokomo.
And you had a naming ceremony for a new park splash pad here. It's north of downtown, right?
It is, just about six blocks right along the Industrial Heritage Trail, just north of downtown.
and it's open. Not, well, not technically open, but
it's a park and ride for bicycle enthusiasts. So it's a it also at that park and ride we put in public restrooms, but we also made a small pocket park with a splash pad, and it was named after fallen Kokomo police officer George Al Berryman, who was shot down back in the 1950s, and he was the last Kokomo police officer that was actually killed in the line of duty. And we have a fallen officer ceremony every spring, and his children came to me after the ceremony. We had the park and the splash pad kind of under preliminary designs, but no names for it. And they came and wanted to name something after their father, and said that they'd it had always been something that had been talked about ever since he was murdered. And you know, and now they're grown adults and their grandchildren, and so we thought this would be a nice fit, and so we worked with the family, and we worked with the local FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, and in the Parks Department, and we made that happen. And it's a beautiful small pocket park, and it's a destination for the trail. It gives, hopefully during the hot summer days, maybe kids will walk a little further, ride their bikes a little further to go up and enjoy it. And Kokomo Schools, or the Area Career Center, did some of the welding of the bike racks, and some of the decorations around it came from local students here. So we're very proud of it.
And I think in a previous show you may have mentioned too the northern part of downtown of Kokomo is an area that could use a little bit more work and maybe a little bit more
investment. We feel like we've cleaned up and have done a great job in our core downtown. Over the last few years, we focused south of downtown, just kind of bleeding that way with a new baseball stadium, new luxury apartments, a new assisted living facility that we opened up in the spring, did a show from that. We've done some infill housing to the west, and we've did a little bit of investment on the east side, just east of downtown, with the Apperson Way apartments. And now we really want to kind of push that a little bit to the north. And so we're really focusing on just kind of cleaning up. There's a lot of potential there, but we have to make sure we do it right, and this was kind of that first step. And so we're working on that corridor, and we're working on some other potential development in that area.
So I know this airs on Tuesday, but you'll be speaking tomorrow, Wednesday, at a panel. It's the Manhattan Institute. You're one of two mayors in Indianapolis that will be speaking. Can you tell us a little bit about what this institute is and how you got invited to speak tomorrow?
Well, Manhattan Institute, it's a think tank. One of the, Ed Glaser is somebody that I've always admired. He's a Harvard economist. I've never personally seen him speak but I've watched some things online. They're talking about the problems and challenges facing the Midwest and the Heartland, and you know, how cities in this region, I think they're focusing on what would be traditionally called the Midwest Rust Belt type of cities, former manufacturing hubs, and how they're reinventing themselves. And they've asked myself and the mayor of Akron, Ohio, to be a part of a panel, so I'm very honored to be a part of that. Governor Holcomb will be speaking later in the program, but it's an all-day event, or most of the day event, down at the Columbia Club in Indianapolis. And so, not exactly sure how they picked Kokomo. I hope it's from some of the positive news that has come out of here. Some of it with the WFIU and other. I'll give you the plug there. Other news agencies kind of covering the changes and the transitions. And so it should be very interesting. It's interesting. Ed Glaser, he authored a book a few years ago called Triumph of the City. And we passed it around with our Economic Development Board here in Kokomo and our chamber, and actually purchased copies for everybody and discussed the book and some of the ideas that came from it. So I've always been a fan of his, and I'm looking forward to meeting him and serving on the panel.
Yeah, is there a specific theme or topic that they're talking about?
You know, it's very, I think just it's kind of the older, you know, the reinventing of cities in the heartland, and you know, the you know, how do we do this, and the probably the pros and cons of the challenges.
I believe another year-round report came out on the overdose rates across the state, and overall they're going down in Indiana. they're looking at numbers that were about 2 years ago. And I know Howard County, like many in Indiana, have instituted recovery centers and have put a lot of attention to this effort. I visited that one in here on my way out a few months ago and talked to one of the operators there. Do you get any indication here, though, in Howard County and Kokomo that that tide is slowly starting to reverse?
Well, we're everything this year, they're down. Overall, they're down. This last quarter that was reported was a little higher than the previous quarter, but overall, three-fourths of the way through the year, they're down. I don't think this is, you know, as I remind people on a lot of things, this is a, it took us a while to get here. This was something that didn't, you know, just jump out 2 years ago or 3 years ago. This was something through, you know, the prescription addictions and all those things, you know, over-prescribing medications started us down that path. So I think it's going to be multi-year. So I think it's good to look at the year-to-year to see how we're trending, knowing we're always going to have, you know, hopefully trending down, but could have some bumps where we move back up. I don't get hung up too much in the week-to-week or month-to-month numbers, but let's look at it on really an annual basis. I think that's the best way to look at it. So I do feel like it's starting to get a little bit better, but I know through the recovery process, whether it's individually or collectively, there's, you know, there's always a lot of times where you'll have that reoccurrence, and we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Well, that was about all I had. It's the end of October. Anything happening here in Kokomo that you'd like everyone to know about? I know trick or treat next week, and I don't know if there's any other fall things to do around here.
Yeah, we have a lot of fall activities. We have the Solidarity Credit Union and the Kokomo Perspective. We have it. It's on this Saturday. They have a big Halloween program out at the conference center out at the former Ivy Tech Conference Center, Kokomo Event Center. I'm lucky enough to be the a judge. This will be about my 10th year of being a judge, and I'm not kidding. I am always surprised at the quality of the costumes that some of the, they have different groups for the age groups, and then they have family, and a lot of creativity and effort is put into that. So I'm really excited about
that. Hard decision, I bet.
It is. Luckily, it's a panel of judges, so it's hard to pin it the successor or not the you know, how everybody votes. They kind of tally it up. But it's a great event. It's a great event for the family. And then our Parks Department does a couple different things. They have a haunted trail this Saturday and things like that. So we're excited.
And I see the farmers market is still in session too on Saturday. No?
I think they're finished.
Are they
up
done now?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
They just had their last event a week or two ago. They had their final dinner. They always do a final dinner. So yeah. So other than that, it's all getting through, finishing. I'll say is we're trying to finish construction season.
Yeah, I
and
see
wrapping
Markland
that up.
Is closed.
Yeah.
Still.
So
yeah.
We, as I try to remind people, all those barrels that are inconveniences, they're inconveniences for me as well. But it's what we have to do to get this things done. So.